Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 21st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Effect of 2 weeks of time-restricted eating on innate immunity and systemic inflammation in patients with a history of myocardial infarction, a randomized controlled crossover study. A randomized controlled crossover study investigated a 2-week time-restricted eating intervention allowing eating only between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. in patients with a history of myocardial infarction. The research explored the intervention's effects on metabolomic parameters and innate immune cell function. This study provided a structured assessment of time-restricted eating as a potential modulator of inflammation and immune cell function in established coronary artery disease. Article number 2. Association of multiple plasma metals with cerebral microbleeds, a brain magnetic resonance imaging-based study. This cross-sectional study found an association between multiple plasma metals and cerebral microbleeds, with detection performed using brain magnetic resonance imaging. The research identified that environmental metal exposure and systemic metal circulation are factors related to cerebrovascular health. This study provided direct data on the connections between various plasma metals and the presence of cerebral microbleeds. Article number 3. Prior antiplatelet exposure and clinical outcomes among Korean patients with acute myocardial infarction. A retrospective cohort study of 29,281 Korean patients with acute myocardial infarction found that prior antiplatelet exposure was a factor influencing clinical outcomes. The study identified patient cohorts that specifically excluded individuals with pre-existing atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, heart failure, cerebrovascular accident, or prior thrombolysis. This research provided concrete findings on how antiplatelet medication history impacts prognosis in an East Asian population, which is characterized by distinct antithrombotic response profiles. Article number 4. Ex vivo effect of apixaban on hemostatic biomarkers in children with heart disease, a saxophone trial substudy. The saxophone, safety of apixaban on pediatric heart disease on the prevention of embolism, trial definitively demonstrated the safety of apixaban for thromboprophylaxis in children with heart disease. An exploratory substudy assessed apixaban's ex vivo effects on surrogate biomarkers of efficacy, including D-dimer, thrombin generation assay parameters, factor VIII, fibrinogen, and protein C. This research provided specific data on apixaban's impact on coagulation factors and hemostatic proteins in this pediatric patient group. Article number 5. Prognostic impact of elevated pulmonary vascular resistance in group 2, pulmonary hypertension, insights from a Japanese multicenter registry. This study evaluated the real-world relationship between pulmonary vascular resistance and prognosis in group 2 pulmonary hypertension, which is defined as pulmonary hypertension caused by left heart disease. Researchers analyzed data from 563 patients across two prospective Japanese multicenter registries, thus establishing specific patient cohorts for this analysis. The investigation assessed the efficacy of emerging therapies within this challenging condition, providing concrete data on therapeutic approaches for patients with left heart disease and pulmonary hypertension. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.